Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakith Peeris. I take this opportunity of wishing all of you and all your loved ones a blessed 2026. The new year has dawned. And so Lakith Peeris and I from www.goforgold wish all of you a wonderful year ahead. And may you have the peace that passes all understanding. Start off with cricket news. Pakistan are set and ready for the three T20 series against Sri Lanka. They play the first game on the 7th of January and the second on the 9th at Dambulla. But a few features, because Babar Hasan has been left out, Shaheen Shah Afridi, the left-arm seamer, has been left out. So it's basically not a new-look team, but a team that they are trying to experiment with for the T20 World Cup. Salman Agar will obviously lead the side. He is an all-rounder. And they have some very good all-rounders in the team. Fahim Ashraf, you remember, Mohammad Nawaz and Shadab Khan are the all-rounders. But the batting will revolve around Fakhar Zaman and Abdul Samad. And as far as the bowling is concerned, Abar Ahmed, the spinner, who does bowl leg break, will be very competitive on these pitches. And remember that Mohammad Wasim is quick and is very effective. So we'll keep you updated about Pakistan's tour of Sri Lanka, which is going to be extremely an interesting series because we are all knocking around the corner at the World Cup. Like I told you, we will give you more information about the newly refurbished SSC cricket grounds, which can now host both day-night games as well. And the little news I have for you so far, it's the lights that are being fixed at the moment, and there is a lot of work being done in the press box because they had to bring the press box to international standards, and also there is going to be a new look pavilion. But no sooner I do have the photographs, I'll have it actually posted on our podcast. You can then have a look at it and see for yourselves the new refurbishment and how Sri Lanka will have the second international stadium in Colombo. Remember, our Premadasa Stadium is the one that we've been using for long periods of time, and now we do have a substitute like the SSC, which is fantastic. Right then, getting into a little bit more a somber news, of course, I'm sure by now you'd have heard of Damien Martin. What a fantastic cricketer he was for Australia. He's in a coma, and the entire cricketing world has requested all of us to remember him in our prayers. He was rushed to hospital. He's in Melbourne at the moment. But then there are a few statements that were made. Adam Gilchrist, his colleague, had said that he's been looked after very well, and the doctors are hopeful he'll come out of the coma. He's had a sudden attack of meningitis. I'm no medical professional to give you more details of that. But our prayers are with Damien Martin. What a great cricketer he was for Australia. 54 years old, wonderful human being. I've met him in person and I found him to be absolutely a friendly cricketer, humble and a wonderful human being. So, Damien, we sincerely hope, we should call him Marty actually. I hope you'll recover fast. Right, then, you know, Geoffrey Boycott has made mention that the curator or curators of both Perth and MCG should be questioned about the wickets they prepared for the two test matches. But Ian Chappell, the former captain of Australia, has made mention, don't blame the curators, because modern day batters are very good in executing their big strokes with their large bats, hit the ball out of the park. But the moment they are given a tricky surface, they struggle. And a lot of people seem to think that statement, which was made by Ian Chappell, makes a lot of sense, because that's what we've noticed. We see big scores being made today in the 50-over version. Then the red ball cricket gets into a bit of baseball, as they call it, and also T20 with such large scores. But when it comes to a tricky wicket, the batters are not adopting. That is what Ian Chappell has said, and he said, don't blame the curator, blame yourselves, gentlemen. Fantastic. Right. Then also we do have a few more important notices that we would like to share with you. The Sri Lanka women cricket team is back, and they'll have a new outlook with some of the youngsters being introduced as they prepare themselves for a hectic tour of 2026. And also, don't forget the Women's Premier League. The Indians Women's Premier League gets underway on the 9th of this month. So plenty of cricket in store for all of us. But we will concentrate very clearly up front on the 5th and the final Ashes test between England and Australia, scheduled to get underway on the 4th of January at the Sydney Cricket Grounds. Well, that's it from me and my co-host Lakit Peris. Once again, we wish all of you a brilliant 2026. And I leave you spinning two songs for you by ABBA. One is called Happy New Year. This was composed back in 1989. And also Old Friends. You know, Old Friends is a beautiful song, because sometimes, especially when you get to a certain age, you start missing your old friends, don't you? I hope these two songs will lighten up your day of 2026, the new year. Thanks for listening to our songs and for listening to us. Have a blessed day.